Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Online Radio Network, starring Martin Patella, the founder of the Life Enthusiast Co-op, and his co-host, me, Scott Patton. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
It's a good day. It's a very good day. I'm ready to throw back whatever you throw at me. Let's have a game of something. Tennis.
All right. Well, I have to start by talking about something that I don't really want to talk about. But
like personal?
Oh, yeah. And I think that most guys, when they get into their the second half of their life, whenever that is, start noticing some changes that occur. And they're not as evident or prominent, maybe, as the changes that women have in terms of menopause and that sort of stuff, but things happen. And one of the people who's important to me in my life was telling me about colonics, or I'm not actually sure the technical term, but basically stick a hose up your derriere and flush everything out. And so yesterday I went and had my first one. It was actually the second one I've done in my life, but the first one in well over probably 2 years. And I have to say that it was quite an experience. I got lectured in terms of you're not eating and chewing your food long enough before you swallow it. And of course what happens is when it comes out, there's a little tube where you can kind of see what's coming out. She was pointing at the raspberry I ate yesterday and a piece of beet that I ate and other things as they were sort of floating. That's not chewed, Scott.
And of course, it's about these chunks that are simply swallowed too large.
That's right. That's right.
Remember how we were talking a while back about blenders and how the superfoods that we make are produced and how we micronize them so that they would yield the maximum amount of nutrients to the digestive system because it can only digest off of the surface layer?
That's right. That's right. So between you and her, I got my message. And I must say, too, that not once did she look at it and say, oh, there goes some superfood that you ate. So all getting absorbed, which is the good news. But the bad news was that when she began the process, it was painful. And she says, not normally supposed to be painful. I think your prostate is probably a little bit enlarged. And other symptoms that she, like she asked me, like problems peeing and all the rest. I said, no, pretty much normal on all that stuff. But she says, well, it shouldn't hurt you if it's going in like that. And I mean, it wasn't like torturous. And we're just talking the start. Once everything was kind of settled down, it was fine. But I got thinking about this enlarged prostate comment that she made, and I thought, I don't really, I would just as soon ignore it for, the next 30 years. But I don't think it's going to let me ignore it.
No. Well?
So I guess my first question, Martin, is, what is the prostate?
Excellent question.
And what does it do?
It's a tiny little organ that is at the base of your penis, so you can reach it. It's on the inside, your penis is the outside part.
Yeah.
The inside part, it continues on the inside. And if you sort of touch yourself at the very base where the vas deferens leaves the pelvic cavity, and you go in, that's where the prostate is. And the only way you can reach it is if you put a finger into your anus and palpate. You need to put that finger in all the way. It doesn't take, it's not too far. I don't know if you've had a recent physical, but that's what the doctors do, the famous male physical where the doctor
right.
And a little bit of lube and puts his finger up your anus to palpate the prostate. And the prostate is supposed to be about the size of a walnut, and it's to be smooth and firm. So if it is much bigger than that, it's enlarged, And if it feels sort of mushy and squishy, like spongy kind of a thing, then you definitely have issues.
Okay. All right. So as a gland, what does it do?
Well, it's the thing that makes the thing go squirt.
Oh.
That's where the stuff that you ejaculate, it's put together. You know, like the man's ejaculation is a little bit of sperms and a lot of bit of snot.
Okay.
You know, that sort of gooey stuff that comes out, it's made in the prostate.
So if you don't have that, you're pretty much done.
No prostate, no squirt. No
okay, go ahead. Nope. No prostate,
no sex life.
No sex life. So, guys, it's kind of important to look after it.
Well, so three things happen, right? If the prostate is enlarged and swollen, it tends to impinge, crimp the urethra. So the urine flow is limited. So if you're standing there at the urinal waiting for it to come out or just to painfully drip through, you have a prostate issue.
Okay.
It can come sooner than that.
But that's a
clue. Sure bet. Yeah, sure clue. You know, there are so many indicators. Like, I'm thinking back now that I'm old enough to have lost some friends. You know, I can reflect back on how I knew them and how they ended up. So I'm, for instance, remembering this fellow. He died at 65 of prostate cancer. And when I knew him, he was probably about 35 or 40.
Wow.
And anyway, I remember watching his eyes glaze over. Like, they were frequently sort of watery, you know? Like, just... But not teary-eyed, you know? Just glazed and whatnot. I don't know how to best describe it, but they were sticky-looking, you know?
Okay.
Later I read, oh, that's a sign of acidity. And then of course, I noticed, you know, particular specific body smells, particular specific ways that you can see that his lifestyle and his habits were acidic.
Well,
right. Yeah, right. Persistent acidity for years will give rise to the conditions in which cancer can exist. So that's the one thing. Now, I remember some years ago a fellow that had prostate cancer and had it operated on and then removed. He called it very gently that he had the roto-rooter operation done. Not nice words. But anyway, he had it taken. And he kept recommending to men that they all get the cancer test, you know, the PSA, it's called.
Okay.
PSA test. And I don't know. I keep thinking that it's not really a reliable test and it's not really telling you much. But yes, we know that if you have high PSA count, there's a chance that you do have systemic cancer. So maybe there's a thing, the test worth doing. But that's cancer. That's not necessarily related to this other condition that's called hyperplasia, enlarged prostate.
Right, because you can have an enlarged prostate but not prostate cancer.
Right, and you can have prostate cancer and not enlarged prostate.
Right. So they're two different things. It's just like you could have a bruised rib or you could have a cracked rib or you could have a broken rib.
I suppose, yeah.
You know, they're kind of similar but not the same.
Right.
So when it comes to I'm getting the impression that the answer to my question is the same answer, which is have a alkaline, like a balanced body, not an acidic body.
Well, actually, yes, that's the answer to the cancer. Okay?
Yeah.
We have one thing we know for sure.
Martin, you have to trademark that.
Yeah,
I have. Answer to the cancer. I love it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think if we try to put it on the website, some regulator will come and cut off my family jewels. Or
take out your prostate.
Take out my prostate without anesthesia.
Yeah. Ooh. I tell you, it was uncomfortable enough when she just put the hose up there.
Yeah.
Okay, so the cancer part, alkaline your body, and you're on your way. But the enlargement, it's a bit different story.
Well, the number one cause of enlarged prostate is deficiency in iodine. It's ridiculously simple. In women, iodine deficiency shows itself as fibrocystic breast, painful periods, PMS, uterine fibroids, and just general malaise related to the sex organs on women. In men, iodine deficiency shows itself as the deficiency of, iodine deficiency shows itself as a prostate problem, typically enlarged prostate.
Hmm.
So what do we do?
Add more iodine.
Yeah, iodines. I mean, we have it available either as the nascent iodine, which is atomic iodine, atomidine, which is a tincture-style product, or it's available as a whole natural seaweed concentrate. So why the two forms? Well, you know, the mainstream medicine, our pharmacy, they have this solution called Lugol's solution. Lugol's is a mix of potassium iodide, which is the K and the I, KI. It's the chemical formula for potassium iodide. And they add to it iodine tincture and mix it as a 10% solution and sell it as Lugol's. Mr. Lugol must have been some pharmacist 100 years ago after whom it's named.
Right.
It used to be really easy to buy, but lately this thing has become regulated because iodine is an ingredient needed for making crystal meth. So all of a sudden it has become a regulated substance, and it's not easily obtained.
Hmm.
Indeed.
So, okay, let's suppose my prostate is a little bit enlarged because the hose went up and caused some problems, pain that it shouldn't have done. And how much iodine, how long? Like, I'm very familiar with the, I was just looking at the label and forgot the name now. Vickery sea plant minerals and glyconutrients, which of course has got some iodine in it. I'm just looking at the label. Iodine, it's got 4 milligrams of iodine, which is basically 2600% of the daily value.
How is that for ridiculous? Why would anybody give you 26 times the recommended daily dosage, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
are you trying to OD me on iodine?
Here's the problem. The American idiotic system established something called the RDA, Recommended Daily Allowance. And what they did is the recommended allowance was enough to prevent a specific condition. In this case, it was enough to prevent goiter. There is a situation where your thyroid is enlarged, and it will become enlarged when it has to work overtime because there is not enough iodine in your body. Now, iodine is needed in your thyroid to regulate your metabolism, you know, like the general running of the life in your body. So, of course, it'll work overtime. It'll work like crazy, and it will make It will consume most of the iodine that your body will have available.
Right.
And your body, your thyroid will steal it from your sex organs. Because, you know...
Living is more important than procreating.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you have days or weeks on the supply if it's short. But anyway, give yourself 20 years of deficiency and you will have sex organ problems. And it's
right.
Told that a lot of these problems with iodine are not generally known. You know, deficiency in iodine results in menstrual problems in women, in spontaneous abortions, in low birth weight babies, and low intelligence in babies. I mean, can you believe that if you are deficient in iodine, you could either lose the child you're carrying or give birth to something that's less than full potential just because you were deficient in iodine? But anyway, so here comes the RDA. The RDA is set so small that it will make you, I don't know, how do I put it? If you only take the RDA of iodine, you're guaranteed to be sick later in life with sex organ problems. How's that?
Right. I like. And the chances are we all are deficient in it.
Oh, totally. Especially in America, especially if you live inland. You know, in Japan, the typical use is people eat kelp. People eat seaweed, you know, like miso soup and that sort of thing. Yeah, I mean, there's it's got stuff swimming in it, sushi made with nori sheets and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of the fish that they get out of the sea, they actually fertilize their gardens with kelp that is washed up on the shore in the storm.
Right.
You probably have seen it on the coast in British Columbia. If you get on the shore after a storm, you will find a lot of kelp washed up on the beach. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah, yeah. No, there's lots on the beach, and it always stinks, and I avoid it. And I'm thinking I should just be picking it up and putting it on my lawn.
Well, maybe. But the point is, what the Japanese people do with it is they take it, they put it on their garden to compost. So they feed their soil with it so that the soil is richly mineralized. So when the vegetables are growing, they're actually filled with all these minerals from the sea. So anyway, the statistics, it shows that a typical Japanese person eats about 100 times more iodine than a typical American.
Wow.
100 times the dosage. So here we gave you 28 times, you know, the 2,800%, the 28 times the daily dosage. So you're about 3 or 4 times still short of a typical regular Japanese person. Now, the good news from Japan is that they don't have prostate problems. But if they come here, like, all right, they do.
Right. So the key is to get enough iodine into our system.
Right. That's the key.
Why don't we just talk about someone who's around 55 years old as a guy, has a slightly enlarged prostate, eats a, let's say, not a normal diet, but one that has fair amount of fruits and vegetables in it, and not a tremendous amount of processed foods. How much iodine would that person, would that male need to look after his prostate?
Well, if that male were using a typical Exela superfood, 3 teaspoons a day, he would have nothing to worry about. He'd be taking more than enough. If he were taking a bottle of these Vickery's sea plant minerals a month, he would have nothing to worry about.
And you also have essence C-Odine.
C-Odine. C-Odine is made from the ocean, sources, but it's made using this atomic formula. It's known as nascent iodine, spelled N-A-S-C-E-N-T. Anyway, this form of iodine is the absorbable form. And it's, anyway, this tiny little bottle, you know, half-ounce bottle, $20, it's probably a two-month supply for a typical person.
Wow.
Here's something that I just looked up in my enthusiast back office. This deals with the sea plant minerals. This is writing. My dad, 2 years old, had a PSA test, and it was 6.0. After 3 weeks of sea plant minerals, it was down to 4.9. A bit of background info. He has a history of high PSA tests from a couple of years ago, and at that time controlled it with a seaweed type of supplement that he got from a health Boca Raton in Florida. There he gave him a very expensive bottle of something with Barry's own label that he described as the contents of the seaweed and charged Dad $100 for a one-month supply. Dad took it for 6 weeks, and at that time his PSA went from 8 down to 4. And he continued to take it until he tested down at 2. And then Barry stopped carrying it and replaced it with something for twice the price. So Dad said, well, forget about that. And stopped buying it. But back to now. Recently, he had another PSA test, and it rose up to 6.0. I looked online for something that might connect PSA and sea minerals and found your Vickery Sea Plant Minerals here at Life Enthusiast. The cost of this product from Life Enthusiast was $17 a bottle for the month's supply. Dad ordered 3 bottles, and after taking the product for 3 weeks, he went back to be tested. Result was 4.9. Naturally, he's happy and continuing to take it. So,
so it does go up and down.
Well, yes, of course. I mean, if you neglect your body and stop taking the required nutrients, you go back into deficiency.
I mean, I like the fact that it goes down. I should have emphasized the down part, right?
Well,
so the enlarged can shrink.
Well, this one was related to the cancer markers, but yes, the enlarged can shrink. Absolutely. I was going to share another curious little story. This other friend of mine, just recently diagnosed with prostate cancer. I remember talking to him about 10 years ago, and he was saying, you know, I used to be interested in sex, but I'm not anymore. You know, like it just doesn't... it doesn't come up anymore. You know, his interest in sexuality, just it was over. It just, nothing there.
Hmm.
And I didn't think much of it then. You know, it's like, well, what's the big deal, right? But there, apparently, this condition was already settling in. He was already getting trouble, and 10 years ago, it reared its ugly head as a cancerous situation.
Right.
So I did a bit of research on what that really feels like. You know, the decline in the male body, and the symptoms include hair loss, loss of energy, mood swings, tiredness, lower self confidence, indecisiveness, issues. Memory, concentration, or nervousness, and then erection problems. And apparently, erectional dysfunction is a fairly common issue. And then loss of motivation, loss of drive, feeling irritable or angry, problems of sleeping, and weight gain. Now, those are the general symptoms of just hormonal decline, right?
Yeah.
But if that's happening, it's probably got to do with just a general state of the body. That that means, hey, it's time to try and reverse it.
Right. So alkaline the body.
Yes.
And then get the iodine get in there so that all these things start working. And I'm thinking not just the prostate, but also the thyroid and other aspects of our bodies that require iodine.
Definitely. Really important. Really, 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 really important. Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to be making sure I'm taking my iodine every day, and I'm going to, for five, I've had one, I'm going for five of these hydrocholine things.
Yeah.
And because that's what you said, over 2 weeks, and then I'm going to do a detox. And I'll let you know next week if she's noticed any difference, or if I've noticed.
It's more your end that you would like to notice a difference.
That's right, my end. Yes, good way to put it, Martin. So any last comments you want to make about iodine? And I just want to say, too, like the essence C, S-E-A, not the letter C, C-iodine, I think is amazing. And the Vickery sea plant minerals and glyconutrients, I think they're both incredible products, particularly when it comes to putting the iodine in, because I definitely notice a difference when I'm taking it on a regular basis.
So did you actually neglect it for a while?
I did. Actually, I haven't taken it for like probably a month. So I was like, oh.
Okay, maybe.
And I was like thinking, you know, there's something going on down there, but I wasn't made the connection that I should be looking at my iodine.
Yeah, maybe there's a connection. So let's find out. I would like to follow it up in a couple months and see how you may have changed or not.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So if somebody wanted to know more about iodine and maybe get some information, whether it's for themselves or for their parents or for their loved ones on it and the impact it can have on the prostate, what should they do?
Well, there is plenty of research material available on the Life Enthusiast's website, life-enthusiast.com. You can look it up under Health Concerns, Prostate, or under Products, Supplements, Iodine. And there are plenty of articles, all research, you know, double referenced reports and sources, all of it triple checked. We really make sure that tell something to the world that it actually has some serious, that we can prove it.
Right.
Anyway, so that's that. And if the reading doesn't fill your need, give us a call. 1-866-543-3388.
Cool. And I just want to say that this is our 199th podcast episode.
Okay, I guess that's really a nice number.
Next week will be our 200th, and I'm just very proud and excited about that.
It's a good thing. Maybe we should retire. I am. I know. I see that people are downloading these things. I see that people are listening to these things. But what I'm not seeing much of are comments and feedback.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's this should be a two-way street, you know. Like I just don't really want to be preaching to the whatever choir is it.
That's right. So call Martin or send him an email or leave a comment on the podcast page at life-enthusiast.com, and let us know if you've got any questions, any issues you'd like us to deal with or discuss, and we'd be happy to do that.
Right, this is not just an idle comment, this is a direct request.
There you go. From the founder of the Life Enthusiast Co-op himself.
Who wishes to restore vitality to you and to the planet.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Goodbye.